A group of scientists who study the Pribilof Islands are on their way to Seattle for a North Pacific Marine Science Conference. This isn't big news, since the Galapagos of the North is a hub for all kinds of interesting research. But these scientists are special because they live on the islands, and most of them haven't yet graduated from high school. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Eighth grader Anthony Lakanoff is a bit nervous for the presentation Monday morning, but he says he's been practicing the PowerPoint lots with his fellow students, and that's given him confidence.
We hope to all do pretty good, actually.
Anthony lives on St. George Island. He's traveling to Seattle with seven fellow students from St. George and St. Paul to speak at an international science conference called PISCES that focuses on the North Pacific. The students were invited by one of the conference organizers, who heard about the science projects they were working on. They'll talk about the ecology of the islands. Anthony says his part of the presentation will focus on king crab.
I learned that that the population is going down by a huge number.
For the last 4 years, many of the students have attended marine science camps with biologists doing research on the islands. Tanya Cushion is a science teacher at the St. Paul School, and she'll travel with the students to the conference. She says the students have learned a lot from the scientists who visit the islands.
We live in a place that has an incredible backyard. Our resources are great. And the fact that we're lucky enough to have scientists who are willing to come and spend their time and teach us their expertise, I think that just is a great opportunity for the students here.
During the school year, Cushion says she tries to get the kids outside doing research as much as possible. Eighth grader Siofania Rukovishnikov says one of her favorite projects involved plankton.
It was fun because, like, we got to throw some nets that would catch plankton, and it was really fun trying to identify them.
She says the plankton look like little bugs under the microscope. Teacher Cushion hopes the conference gives the students more confidence in the scientific work they're doing, and she enjoys seeing the enthusiasm her students show for science. But she says it's not just about convincing them to become marine biologists.
I think teaching sciences can really open their minds to really practicing logical thinking and gaining the skills, and you can take a lot of those skills into multiple fields.
Still, she does have at least one convert. When I ask Anthony if his studies make him excited about becoming a biologist when he grows up, he doesn't hesitate to give this answer.
Heck yeah, it does.
In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.